It's time for Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk South Tama girls basketball with head coach for the Trojans, Todd Dale. And Coach, regular season came to an end last night against Independence. Now you gear up for the playoffs, which comes this Saturday against Eddyville. How do you feel about your basketball team coming into the postseason?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good going in. We've seen the improvement we want to see as we come down to the end of the season. You know, our shots aren't as good as we would like right now, but we have seen some improvement. So we're just hoping to continue that improvement as we go into the postseason.
Yeah. Well, you had a five-game winning streak, which was snapped by center Porn Urbana on Monday. And before that, you had won 8 of 9 ball games with wins in that five-game win streak. Benton, Williamsburg, Vinton, Benton again, Williamsburg again. And certainly wasn't easy dealing with the weather situation, which everybody had to deal with. But what did you see from your team in that stretch of ball games, stretch of wins?
I just saw them coming together as a team a little more each game, and that was very important, something we needed to do. Execution, I felt like we were doing a better job of executing what we wanted to do offensively and defensively. We just seemed to be gelling a little bit down that stretch. You know, we ran into CPU, and it's like running into a brick wall when you're playing a team with that many athletes. They're just so deep. And that, you know, is one of our shortcomings. We're just not a very deep team right now.
Right. Were you a little disappointed with how you played against CPU, just only putting 32 on the board, struggling in a couple of those quarters against the Storm and Pointers? I think maybe coming into this season, you were maybe had a little bit higher expectations, maybe not exactly win a couple of these games against elite teams, but at least play better and more competitive against them.
Yeah, you know, that's always a little bit of a letdown for us. We did feel like we played a lot better against them this time than we did the first time we played against them. We shot ourselves in the foot a few times against the CPU team, and you know, those are things we can't do. But I think we hopefully are learning from those mistakes, and we'll be better. You know, there's always that chance that we'll get a chance to maybe meet him again.
Yeah, you never know. Your team is shooting 37% from the field as a squad. You're averaging about 43 points a game. What would you like to see improved with your offense?
Well, shooting, definitely. You know, 37% from the field is not where we want to be. 60 to 70% would be there. We just, for the longest stretch there, just couldn't seem like we could get a ball to fall. But, you know, like I said, we're starting to see a little bit of improvement in that. That number is slowly coming up. So what we're hoping is that we'll just get back in good form as we go into the playoffs. And that's something we need to do.
What have you seen from a player like Zoe Buffalo, who gives you some strength inside? And she's emerged as actually your second leading scorer on the team this year.
Yeah, you know, Zoe's a big body for us and something we really need. She's came along a long ways through the course of this season. We got to get her in position and get her the ball, and then let her do what a big body can do for you, and that's finish.
Yeah. How about Jessica Musgrave? What have you seen from her as of late?
You know, Jessica at times this year has not seem like Jessica, but I really, as we're getting down to the end, we're seeing the Jessica of last year come back, and I don't know if, you know, the pressure being a senior was on her or what, but we're starting to see her relax and play more.
Right. What about Tylese Rosenberger? Is she now 100%? You kind of used her as a starter, you used her off a bench, kind of mixed that up a little bit.
Yeah, with her back, it has helped a lot, and we're looking at changing her lineup a little bit because of what she adds to it, and I think that's helped us out. Having her back is awesome. I wouldn't say she's 100%, but I would say, you know, she's close enough that she is a very beneficial member of our team.
Yeah. What have you seen from your other starters and other key players in your rotation right now?
Well, I think, you know, Jalen Berger has maybe been the highlight of the last 6-7 games. Her game has really came up strong. She has become a more aggressive player with the basketball, and she just seems like she's having more fun than she has had in the 2 years I've worked with her. And I think she is relaxed and decided she's just going to play ball, and that has been an awesome thing. Madison Rohach, you know, she is just a defensive force for us. She's not afraid of anybody. She's going to get in and do everything she can to stop something. So she's just a positive that maybe doesn't show up on the scoreboard, but we see it every night when she steps on the floor.
Very good. Well, the playoffs, as I said, start this Saturday, and you host Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They've struggled a little bit this year, I think just 3 wins on the year. What's your scouting report on them?
Well, you know, we really haven't looked a whole lot at them yet. We've just finished up with our regular season. We're starting. You know, they're not a big outside threat for us. We think we're going to match up well with them. They're not no real big girls. I think Zoe could be a factor in this game big time. Depends on how they treat her. So, you know, we're going to look at more film here today and get our game plan put together.
Yeah, it seems like they're a scrappy team. I mean, their tallest player is 5'11". She doesn't rebound the ball too much. They have guards that all rebound. They don't have anybody who's averaging 10 points a ball game. So their leading scorer does shoot, made 24 threes, but only shooting 24%. So when you're dealing with a scrappy type of team, and they also have a bunch of seniors, I mean, you have the clear edge. You're probably more worried about your team than anybody else.
Well, we are. We're worried about how we show up and play. You know, we have a tendency on the teams that – we feel we should be able to beat, not to come out and play as high a level as we should. And that's one thing that we really got to get over going into the playoffs. We just got to come out, no matter who they are, and play at the top of our level and just make sure we come out with a W.
Yeah. And then, of course, the road to state is going to have to go through North Polk, and they're really tough, number one team in 3A. Your girls peaked last year. I mean, it might be even a tougher road this year if you want to go back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. I mean, what's your thoughts overall about this region and about your shot at maybe doing something special again?
Well, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen, but I think we proved last year, you coming into the playoffs, anything can happen. You just got to prepare for each team, and you may put the right game plan together, be able to match up right, and take down any giant. So, you know, we hope we can make it to North Polk and give them a shot. And if we can get to them and give them a shot, you know, anything can happen in this game.
Well, I think if any team that can do it, it'd be yours. It's just a matter of hopefully this team can peak just like they did last year. You never know when Jessica can get going, and maybe that will help you in the long run. Coach, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner, and best of luck to you and your Trojans in the first round of the playoffs Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Todd Dale, head coach for South Tama Girls Basketball, joining us here on Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by the Meskwaki Travel Plaza on 1410 KGRN.